So anyone seeking to say that science fiction is a branch of fantasy, or an extension of it, is unfortunately colliding with a time-honored professional usage of terms. This is an age of mixed genres. I hear different forms of music mixed together like soup. I see so many different styles of dance tangled together into one dance that I wonder whether the choreographers really know the different genres of dance anymore. There is abroad today the concept that only conflict produces new things. Perhaps the philosopher Hegel introduced that, but he also said that war was necessary for the mental health of the people and a lot of other nonsense. If all new ideas have to spring from the conflict between old ones, one must deny that virgin ideas can be conceived. So what would pure science fiction be? It has been surmised that science fiction must come from an age where science exists. At the risk of raising dispute and outcry, which I have risked all my life and received but not been bothered by, and have gone on and done my job anyway, I wish to point out some things. Science fiction does not come after the fact of a scientific discovery or development. It is the herald of possibility. It is the plea that someone should work on the future. Yet it is not prophecy. It is the dream that precedes the dawn when the inventor or scientist awakens and goes to his books or his lab saying, "I wonder whether I could make that dream come true in the world of real science." You can go back to Lucian, 2nd century AD, or to Johannes Kepler, 1571 to 1630, who founded modern dynamical astronomy and who also wrote Somnium, an imaginary spaceflight to the moon, or to Mary Shelley and her Frankenstein, or to Poe or Verne or Wells, and ponder whether this was really science fiction. Let us take an example. A man invents an egg beater. A writer later writes a story about an egg beater. He has not thereby written science fiction. Let us continue the example. A man writes a story about some metal that, when twiddled, beats an egg, but no such tool has ever before existed in fact. He has now written science fiction. Somebody else, a week or 100 years later, reads the story and says, "Well, well, maybe it could be done," and makes an egg beater. But whether or not it was possible that twiddling two pieces of metal would beat eggs, or whether or not anybody ever did it afterward, the man still has written science fiction. How do you look at this word fiction? It is a sort of homograph. In this case, it means two different things. A professor of literature knows it means a literary work whose content is produced by the imagination and is not necessarily based on fact. The category of literature comprising works of this kind, including novels, short stories, and plays. It is derived from the Latin fictio, a making, a fashioning, from fictus, past participle of fingere, to touch, form, mold. But when we join the word to science and get science fiction, the word fiction acquires two meanings in the same use. One, the science used in the story is at least partly fictional, and two, any story is fiction. The American Heritage Dictionary of the English Language defines science fiction as fiction in which scientific developments and discoveries form an element of plot or background, especially a work of fiction based on prediction of future scientific possibilities. So, by dictionary definition, and a lot of discussions with Campbell and fellow writers of that time, science fiction has to do with the material universe and sciences. These can include economics, sociology, medicine, and such like, all of which have a material base.